All right, do it. Do your thing. Make my day.
If you're new to the show, we have a rule here, which is that hate mail goes directly to the front of the line, because if a radio program that you are not forced to consume, that has no power over you in any shape, form, or fashion, we can't raise your taxes, we can't make you wear a mask, we can't close your business, we can't have VIP meet and greets with domestic terrorists, we have no power over anyone. We are just people talking. And if our mere existence drives you to the point of insanity, then I want to showcase you, because I know there are many people out there who, it is a disturbing thing that someone's mere existence drives them to the point of just losing their mind, Casey. Mm-hmm. And
are you making someone lose their mind?
Well, I think we did a very good job of that yesterday. And that's one of the gifts that we have. And so I love to showcase this because I have uber thick skin, as you're fully aware. And this is very long. It is, if you were to print this letter out, I can't read all of it. It was probably equivalent to The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald in terms of length. So I will only read part of it in order to stay within the parameters set forth by our employers. There is a entire thing where this lunatic goes after Micah at some point, mm-hmm. which I would have loved to gotten
Micah
into
Beckwith.
Because I sent it to him. He thought it was hilarious, but we just don't have time to get into it today. But if you're ready, I'd like to read a little bit of it. By the way, I'm going to use the word Rick instead of the word she uses, because I can't say the word that she uses, but this word rhymes with Rick and is another word for male genitalia.
Got it.
Are you ready? Okay, I think I have prefaced what I need to preface. Let's go.
Okay.
Rob, you are so full of it. One moment you are boasting how you have such a powerful voice on the airwaves, but when you get called on your BS, you cower and say you have no power, claiming you are just a radio host. So, which is it? Are you a powerful radio host who laughs and claps his hands like a barking seal spewing lies? Who has small Rick energy?
Small Rick energy.
Or are you just a simple radio host with small Rick energy? Furthermore, you claim you have a great memory, but fail to remember simple things, such as who has emailed the show before. I've emailed the show several times, dumbass. You always rip on people for sucking up to politicians, but go on to demand politicians suck up to you.
Oh.
My name is Martha. There. You happy, Mr. Steel Trap Memory? This is a person that exists in the ether in which we all consume oxygen, Casey.
Small Rick energy.
That's, yeah.
I think that may be trending soon.
And Casey, just to put in perspective, I had to cut for time short the paragraph she wrote about me. That is an edited version. And then there is another entire paragraph about how much she hates Micah, mm-hmm. who appears on this show one time a week. Micah appears on this show for one segment a week, and she wrote an equally lengthy paragraph mm-hmm. about how much she hates that Micah is on this show.
It's not the first time she's emailed the show.
No. And because she didn't put her name, and so we're making fun of people who don't sign their name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm aware of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
We are pointing out how ridiculous you are to prove a point, which is so easily provable when we... I mean, that is Kaczynski-esque manifesto stuff. Like,
she doesn't like you. However, she continues to listen.
I saw somebody say this yesterday, and I'm paraphrasing this, but tolerance is not consuming something you agree with. Tolerance is is consuming something that you don't agree with and going, that's allowed to exist. I understand that there are a bevy of hosts on various platforms across this fruited plain who have views that are nowhere close to mine. And you know what I do for the most part? I just don't consume them.
Right.
But if I, because I have a choice, right? I can decide whether I see the view. But when I do happen to consume it, and many times we'll play them on this show, I chuckle at them. I laugh at them. I don't agree with them. We point out why they're wrong. But we don't turn in to the guy, and what's the Michael Douglas movie, Standing Down, Standing Tall, where he turns into a complete maniac? I mean, this is like, this person needs help. I hope someone, if you know Martha, that you, you check.
Are you sure that's her real name?
I think that may very well be her real name based on her email. Like, remember how they caught Kaczynski, where they published the article and his brother, I think, saw the writing
recognized
and said, that's my brother.
Yeah.
Maybe someone will, and part of why I read that today is maybe someone will recognize the writing pattern and will find Martha and help her because she needs something serious.
Did anybody else notice that he said small Rick energy, but didn't come up with a different word for dumbass?
Well, I can say that. Look, I'm just, I don't set the rules. I just go by the rules. I just play in the sandbox. It's the rules of the playground, Casey.
Okay. Martha, thank you for listening, hate listening, love listening, whatever you're doing. Just keep on doing it because we appreciate it.